You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
Dr. Nancy Karam-Cimfloni, I'm from the Tri-Service AIDS Clinical Consortium with the Infectious Disease Clinical Research Program. And we did a study to look at if the initial CD4 counts among HIV seroconverters have changed over the course of the epidemic. Thus far, there's been literature looking at this, but it's been conflictual. Some studies in the United States have suggested the CD4 counts might be changing, and others have not found an association. However, many of these studies were small, did not include seroconverters, or were on short periods of time. So we conducted a study in our natural history study as part of the Tri-Service AIDS Clinical Consortium to look at the initial CD4 count among HIV seroconverters from 1985 to 2004. So we have 20 years of the HIV epidemic to examine. We also looked at demographics, the seroconverting times, time to first CD4 count, and we adjusted for all those things in our models to make sure that if those things had changed over the epidemic, it could not account for the CD4 count changes. So we studied almost 2,000 HIV seroconverters. At the time of their HIV diagnosis, the mean age was 30 years old. Most of our population is male because we do work in a military consortium. And about 50-50 were white versus African Americans. The time from their last negative to their first positive was a mean of 1.5 years, so very close windows between negative and positive test. So the results, what we found is that the CD4 count appears to have significantly decreased over the course of the epidemic. In fact, at the beginning of the epidemic, from 1985 to 1990, the mean CD4 count was 632, whereas today it's 499, so a drop of over 100 cells. And we found the same finding despite adjusting our models for demographics and changes that might have occurred in the population over the epidemic. We also looked at the CD4 percentage just to assure that it was not a laboratory or other change that might have accounted for our findings. And we also found the CD4 percentage had changed over time. However, other immune cells like the white count or the lymphocyte count did not change over time, which would support the fact that this wasn't a change in how we're doing laboratory testing, but was a true finding. So in conclusion, it appears that there has been a significant decline in the CD4 count at initial presentation among our HIV patients. We did not see a change in other immune cells to predict why this would be. And I also want to point out that not only did the CD4 counts seem to have fallen by a mean of 100 cells over the course of the epidemic, but this has now resulted in the latest time period, about a quarter of our population are presenting with a CD4 count less than 350, which is the current guideline for initiation of HART. So whereas we used to think patients had a several-year window between diagnosis and actually needing to go on antiretrovirals, at least for a quarter of our patients, they should start HART immediately, which I think is different than it used to be. We don't really know why the CD4 counts are falling, and this study did not examine this, but one hypothesis might be that the HIV virus has evolved and is becoming more virulent and more able to destroy the CD4 counts early after infection.
Uh-huh. But has there been any other studies to show that HIV is becoming more virulent, or you're the only study so far?
There was a large study from a European cohort that showed similar decreases in the initial CD4 count over the epidemic. This study was based only on a U.S. population and shows similar phenomena has happened in the United States. In terms of actually getting the virus and showing that it is more virulent, that hasn't been done yet.
Uh-huh. But don't you think this is like almost a demographic description more? So people are accessing treatment late rather than starting, do you understand? So it's a story of access.
I don't think so, because this is a military cohort who have free, open access all the time to medical care. And each of our patients have an HIV negative date and a positive date, so we can exactly determine very narrowly when they got their HIV. So it's not a matter of that people are presenting later or having less access, because we have full access and we have mandatory CD4 counts being determined and HIV tests being determined in our population. So I don't think that can explain our findings or the European cohort's findings.
So could you talk about lead time bias, perhaps?
I don't think there's lead time bias because, again, we have documented negative time and we've got documented positive time, and that has stayed 1.5 years between negative and positives through the course of the epidemic, so that window hasn't gotten longer or shorter as the epidemic has taken place. And so I don't think that can explain the difference we're seeing on each period, because the converting windows are the same throughout all periods.
Okay, so let's say that HIV is becoming more virulent. It doesn't have any clinical manifestations.
Right, so a patient probably won't feel sicker as this is happening. But the clinical significance of this, I think, is that this should encourage patients who might have contracted HIV to go and get tested and to come in to clinical care earlier. Because in truth, if their CD4 counts are falling faster, then they're going to reach an AIDS diagnosis or the initiation of heart guideline indication sooner. And so they may not have as long as time between their contraction of HIV and actually progressing. So I think this should be an indicator for patients to try to get tested and to get into care earlier. Because if these trends are true, they're probably going to need heart therapy earlier than perhaps they did earlier in the epidemic.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.